Contrasei Teves Tavshin on base. This was printed for the Chassidish Yom Tov of Teves in the year of our Dvamachus Sichas, and it's a Chassidish discourse, a mimer that the Rebbe said in Tavshin Lamed base, and was edited and printed at the Rebbe's instruction. There are many, many deep inyanim in this mimer. We're only going to take here one of the points that connects with the message of the Dvamachus. So the Parsha, the Rebbe said this in Parshas Vayigash, it relates to events in Parshas Vayigash, which begins with Yehuda approaching Yosef. As is known, Yosef was dressed as an Egyptian. His brothers had no idea that this was their brother that they had sold into slavery so many years earlier. And this Egyptian, the second in command to the king, the Teparoi, was demanding that their brother Benjamin remain with him as a slave because of the theft of his goblet, which as we know, Yosef himself orchestrated. So Yehuda fearlessly approaches Yosef and asks and even demands that the Egyptian let Benjamin go and return to his father, of whom he says his soul is bound up with his soul, and enslave one of the other brothers in his place. And this act of selflessness on the part of Yehuda represents the rectification of the original sale of Yosef, as is known. But as explained according to Chassidus, there are even loftier things going on over here. So to summarize some of these things, and I can explain them here, but the concepts in Kabbalah Chassidus, that Yosef represents the level of Zoh and Yesoid, the Mashpia who gives spiritual influence. Yehuda represents the level of Malchus, the Mekabel who receives from the Mashpia. Yehuda is requesting from Yosef to give over to him the spiritual influence. And more than that, he is asking to receive this, reflecting the active participation of the Mekabel, of the receiver. Obviously, the Mashpia, the giver, is higher than the Mekabel, the receiver. But in their source, it's actually reversed. The source of the Mekabel, of the receiver, is on the level of Keser. We're saying crown, translates crown, which is far above the source of the Mashpia, which is the giver. So in the source, the receiver is higher. Chassidus explains that when the Mashpia gives over to the Mekabel, who actually, as we said, has a higher source in Keser, then the Mashpia also receives this level of Keser. That by giving, the Mashpia also receives something that is something even greater from the one he's being Mashpia to, from the Mekabel. So having said that, the Rebbe explains the words of Yehuda, Bi Adoni, which usually you would translate, it's translated as please my Lord or please my Master. But the word Bi, which means in me, is unusual, and the verse would make perfect sense without it. So the Rebbe wants to explain why is it there? And explains his father, now quoting the Rebbe from the Maimer, this, that Zohar wants to give over to Malchus, because any bestowal of spiritual influence is only through a desire for such, is because it fills the lofty level of the source of Malchus, which is mainly that by giving over to Malchus, the result will be the perfection of that which is drawn down into Zohar. Thus, Yehuda said to Yosef, in me, my Lord, that the spiritual influence drawn down from Zoh to Malchus should be not for the perfection of Zoh, but rather in order that this spiritual influence should be drawn down to Malchus in me, my Lord. All right, we're going to explain that now. In other words, one who is in a position to give, to teach, to mashpia to others, he can do it with the consideration of how this is part of his own rectification and his own perfection, and he's by doing this, he's reaching higher levels than he could reach any other way, and he's correct. As you could say, like a saying, helping others is good for you. But an even higher level is reached when, and this is the supernal desire, this is what the Rebbe is telling us we should be aiming for, that this hashpa should be done, this giving over to others should be done without that consideration. You don't think what you're getting out of it, but rather only for the sake of and for the benefit of the receiver. And after this request from Yehuda, we see that Yosef could no longer hold himself back and revealed himself to his brothers, which, as we know, is the model for Hashem revealing to himself to us in the true and complete Geula. So we should be in the givers in the way that the Rebbe says here, not thinking about ourselves, what we benefit from our giving, but giving for the sake of the receiver. And this should be poil on the Eibishter, just like it was poil on Yosef, that he should reveal himself in the Geula Midas Vashlema. Yechi HaMelech.